these guys prepared. You know, 51, 50, 56, all of the linebackers did a great job. And like I say, that's a credit to the linebacker coach and the defensive coordinator for making sure we were all in the same position, you know, and getting them calls, and they understood the things that I was telling them was going on, and we all was on the same page.
Wise words from young Jameel McClain, the signal caller in Ray Lewis's absence, as we call in Dean Pease for game plan defense. Your defense was brilliant in San Diego, 3 of 15 on third downs, fewest points allowed over the last month, red zone perfect yet again. You feel it coming together?
Well, I feel like we're getting better. Yeah, I think guys are working at it. They're preparing very well. You know, we're just playing technique things, doing a lot of things fundamentally better. So we're getting better. We still got a ways to go. We still need to improve, but we're getting better.
Spoken like a true defensive coordinator. You got 6 sacks this week, all of them huge. Early on, the pressures were coming from the external, from the outside. You got a lot of great work from Sizz and from Kruger. A lot of one-on-one work. If you can win those one-on-one battles and get those sacks, that's huge for you.
Well, I tell you what, a lot of things, you know, what comes with sacks, too, is also give credit to the secondary and the linebackers for coverage. Because if you get the quarterback to hold the ball a little longer, we felt like we had some good one-on-one matchups. We had some guys in the right spot. And if we could get those one-on-one matchups and get the quarterback just to hold the ball a little bit and not get rid of it too quick, then we had some chances. And, you know, so everybody's responsible for an interception. Everybody's responsible for a sack.
The Upshaw sack certainly was a coverage sack, but good work to keep going at it. You get a couple of sacks out of Art Jones, and everybody in the building loves Arthur. He's a wonderful young man, and you've waited and you've wanted. You get those kind of different technique work out of him. One, he comes off the edge on a little stunt with Sizzle. The other's just a great one-on-one inside move. Coach Harbaugh said his technique over the last month or so has taken a major step forward. And when you don't think about the way you get better during the course of the year, as guys have to do. Talk through, if you would, how Arthur's technique has gotten him in the position where he can really help this team.
Well, I give a lot of credit to Clarence Brooks, our defensive line coach, because one of the things that happens, you know, it's a long season, and what happens is fundamentally teams, if you really watch them on film, a lot of times they get worse. Tackling even becomes worse because what happens is you spend so much time on scheme and drawing this up in the dirt and drawing that up and all these plays that you spend more time on that, and practices actually get shorter because you can't keep banging these guys for 20 games. So fundamentals sometimes slide, and I give credit to Clarence and also for Art that fundamentals have not slid. They've actually been, you know, Clarence has made a big point of making that an emphasis up front, which has got made us better up front. And Art's really taken it to heart and really worked hard at it.
It's great to see it and get the couple of sacks, the big brother of the Jones family. Additionally, late in the football game, Ellerby had a great first half. It was wonderful. Then he goes down. You're mixing and matching with Josh Bynes and with Brandon Iambadejo. Late in the football game, Brandon, it's his first snaps on defense the entire season. He's been waiting and waiting and waiting. Makes 3 huge plays on third down, on Gates in coverage, on Alexander in coverage. First, how's he prepared? I can't even imagine. Imagine how he's prepared to be in all those sub-packages and the work you get out of him, the speed, the quickness, and huge plays late in the football game.
Well, the good thing about B.A. is the fact that he did play quite a bit of dime last year. He played a lot for us. But these guys are all – they do a good job in the classroom and really studying and staying up on that. You know, we've always made it a point of emphasis as a staff that, you know, your number can get called at any time. Don't let everybody down. You don't know when you're going to get called on, and it may be at a critical time in a game, and you come in there, you don't want to be the guy that, okay, well, I didn't know what to do. Why didn't you know what to do? You were there all week. These guys study. B.A. is a true professional. He knows exactly what to do. Having done it before helps him, but Josh Bynes the same way, even though he's a young player. These guys are very well prepared. Coach Martindale does a nice job with the linebackers, as do all the coaches. And I think I never feel like we can't put somebody in the game because they won't know what to do. They may not be able to do it as well as the other guy. That's probably why the other guy's starting. But I've never feel that our guys aren't prepared.
Dean, I don't know if correlation equals causation at any level, but the quantum step forward has come in association with you moving upstairs. So whatever it is that you're seeing up there, whatever the communication is through Wink on the sideline, the results have been magnificent. Has it felt differently for you, and do you find that correlation might hold water, or is it coincidental, or you're just more comfortable up there right now?
Well, I don't think it's as a matter of whether I'm comfortable up there or down below. I'm really comfortable both places. I think it has been a good move for us. Just every team has a different personality. You need different things. This was a good move for us. It's kind of proven out to be that way. Maybe it would have been that way anyhow. Who knows? But I think it was the right thing to do. And I'm glad we did it.
The professorial view from above, as opposed to down in the trenches, it certainly worked brilliantly. You see a Steelers team for the second time in 3 weeks. I guess what's most interesting or intriguing is four different running backs. They all had a fumble. They all got yanked. They had eight turnovers. A weird day for that offense. But very, very different backs. Coach Harbaugh said, we prepare for the Steelers offense, whatever it might be. But you see a track star like a Rainey and a power back like a Dwyer, very, very different. How much differentiation is there in the way you package for these different running backs?
Well, it's not so much in the way you package. You do a little bit, Larry, but it's more making the guys very aware of what kind of backs they are. Is this guy a downhill back, guy runs behind his pads? This guy a jump cutter, a spinner? Is he like to bounce the ball outside? Does he not like to take it up inside? What you do is you're going to call a defense, and then you got to make the guys aware that this is what the guy is. You know, on the edge, if a guy never goes outside, well, maybe you play the edge a little tighter. It's still a nine technique. But if he's a jump cutter that likes to take the ball and bounce outside, well, then you play a nice nine technique, but maybe a little looser. So it's more of the guys being cognizant of who the back is in the game more than it is changing a bunch of packages.
And you need to remind them on every play call, basically. Okay, you got 27 in, he's a this, or that's all done during the week?
It's pretty much done during the week. You know, the preparation is what really gets you, you know, makes you play a good game. It's the emotion of the game and all that stuff, but preparing all week. And like you said, we'll have certain packages that are maybe better for this kind of a running back than that kind of running back, and we'll hopefully utilize those.
Well, no one prepares like your defense. Dean Pease, the defense that's been the stingiest in the NFL over the last month. Stay tuned when we come back. Eric DaCosta looks back at draft day with Hey Diddle Diddle Ray Rice up the middle. That's coming up next.